Milwaukee Bucks coach Doc Rivers rips ICE arrests in Chicago. That's not this country. By Warner Todd Houston on October 15, 2025. Milwaukee Bucks head coach Doc Rivers spoke out against Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) actions going on in Chicago as his team prepared to face the Chicago Bulls on Sunday. Rivers, who is a Chicago native, called the federal law enforcement actions just awful, The Athletic reported. It bothers me, Rivers said during the press conference ahead of the game. I'm trying, I mean, it's just awful what you watch and see, people getting zip-tied. I mean, that's not this country. That's not what we're about. That wasn't the coach's only pro-illegal comment. He also saluted the amazing job Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is doing. Despite that, Johnson has the lowest approval rating of any mayor in the nation. I think the mayor's done an amazing job with everything he says, Rivers bloviated. You know, I think this is starting to separate us all, which I hate. This is not, you can be pro-civil rights or what's right and not be, like, anti-white. And I think that's what it's starting to become in some ways. And it shouldn't be. It really shouldn't be. I would hope that if this was Ukrainian immigrants being detained, that everyone on both races would fight for it. That's wrong. It's just wrong. After that strained analogy, Rivers went on to claim that his long-deceased father, who was a police officer in the Chicago suburb of Maywood, would have opposed President Trump's immigration enforcement policies. I think every American is good with, if there's criminals on the street, we want to arrest the criminals, Rivers exclaimed. My dad was a cop, for Christ's sakes. My dad would not be proud of this. I know that. My dad would have a major problem. I couldn't imagine my dad going to work right now and have to protect ICE agents and doing what they're doing. I couldn't imagine him wanting to go to work. I think he'd call in sick. He then accused ICE and Donald Trump of trying to create unrest. It's awful. I know, Broadview, well. My brother lives in Elmhurst. You gotta go from Maywood to Broadview to drive through it. Again, it's the same thing. And it almost feels like it's intentional, like they're trying to create unrest. It wasn't here, and now it's here, Rivers said without noting that it is the left-wing protesters who are creating the violence and unrest in Broadview. Next, appear to support or try to explain away the violent anti-ICE protests. It's just, there's gotta be a solution. I mean, protest is legal. You should be able to protest, and I think it's being made violent in some ways, so I don't know. Antifa? He said. Rivers also showed that he has signed on to the far left's false claims that there is no such thing as Antifa, saying, "Does anyone know what that is? I actually looked today. I really did. I actually looked it up, and there were 15 different answers for it. Yet we have all these other groups. The Proud Boys, no one's going after them. It's just, this is getting sickening." The coach concluded his tirade, saying, "This should be about the morality of our country and not about the race. This has nothing to do with black and white. Black and white should be grabbing arms together on this one and fighting against this." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.